Whoa, hello there, baby boy. Yes, mommy missed you too. And yes, I'm home. Hey. Did anyone tell you you could do that? I know. I've been gone for so long. You just can't help yourself, huh? Oh, what? You want this? Your keys? We'll see. Let's see just how well you serve before I make my decision. Oh, I don't know. Well, I do know. But that's for you to find out and not to know beforehand. Because if you know beforehand, you'll only make an effort when it comes time, and not the whole time. It could be a minute. It could be 5 years. And I don't care how long your pathetic little cock is locked up in that cage. Okay? Good boy. Okay. Go over there. Go lay on the carpet. I'm gonna just inspect. I've been gone for 3 days. I want to make sure you didn't break any rules. Now, where would you have gone? Surely you didn't go in my office. The playroom. Ooh, your eyes went wide there. What did you do in the playroom? Nothing. So if I were to go check it, nothing would be out of place. Nothing would be any different than how I left it. I left booby traps, mutt. So you did go in the playroom. What did you do in the playroom? Naughty boy, naughty, naughty boy. Mommy told you no. Come. Now. Oh, are you afraid now? You sure as hell weren't afraid when you went down there and played without your mommy's permission. You know better than that, don't you, mutt? Well, we're gonna go down there right the fuck now, and you're going to make amends. What do you mean, no? I thought you wanted to get unlocked for a night so you could try and come between my toes and then lick it out like a good little bitch boy. Suddenly you've changed your mind, huh? Mommy's face turns from a smile to a smirk, and suddenly you're afraid? Well, guess what, you fucking cuckold? That wasn't a red. Now come! Or it's going to get much, much fucking worse.